I want you to understand that.
It's the supernatural.
Women in ministry.
I can't build wisdom in you.
Religion and politics.
But I can help you understand better.
This is the Lance Hahn Podcast.
Hi, I'm Lance Hahn, and this is the Lance Hahn Podcast. And this season, season two, we're going to focus on understanding some really important issues, and I mean really important issues. But before we embark on this journey, I want to take a couple minutes to set the stage. Whether you are a fan of season one with Thought Revolution, or you're just joining me here in season two, you need to know what I'm all about and why I have a podcast in the first place. You see, I am a lover of God and people. My day job is being the senior pastor at Bridgeway Christian Church in Northern California. I've been there since 1997. Why that's important is that it puts boundaries on what I'm trying to do here in this podcast. I have no intention or desire to create more division in our nation, in our world. If anything, I have both compassion and grace for various points of view. Now, if truth divides, that's necessary. But division is never my heart or my purpose. I'm what you would call an agitating peacemaker. I stir things up and settle them down properly. But in the end, the point is calm wisdom, settled down rightly with truth. Beyond being a man who loves God and people, I am a thinker, an analyzer, and one of my gifts is being able to crush down really complicated subjects into understandable bite-sized pieces so more people can get in on the conversation. So I created this podcast, both Thought Revolution and this one, because of one passion. I want you to understand why. Life is so complicated, messy, and complex. And in that mess, we're making life-altering decisions, sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse, and unfortunately, not seeing something from all sides demands that you make a decision off faulty or a lack of information, and that can be catastrophic. So, I want to take some time out of my schedule, have a personal conversation with you about what's going on in the world, and put it through a healthy, biblical, and wisdom lens. I want to examine various points of view and find the truth in those topics, no matter what side it's on. To hang on to misinformation just because it favors your current point of view is the very definition of foolishness. So for this journey, I want you to set aside your echo chamber for a moment and talk with me about multiple sides of an issue. The more you understand the different sides, the more you can navigate the nuances of truth and reality. Wisdom, the Bible says, is critical in carrying out the will of God. Wisdom means that you know what's right and how to do the right thing. Understanding is one of the first critical steps to wisdom. Psalm 111:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. In other words, before we can know the right thing, we need to respect the Lord and His word, and we need to hear all the pertinent information. I can't build wisdom in you, but I can help you understand better. A key problem with today's society, and the reason why we're having such a significant divide in our nation, is that no one's willing to listen anymore. We pick a side, usually the ones that our friends are on, and then we only consume news and information that confirms we are already right. That is not the way to wisdom. That is not understanding. The Bible puts high value on wisdom and understanding. In fact, it's very clear they are non-negotiables. Every believer needs to be filled with understanding and be pursuing wisdom. It's part of living out the calling God has for us. In Psalm 53:2, God looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. That's what it says. Unfortunately, he's not finding very many. Understanding is what Solomon prayed for. It's what Proverbs was written for. Listen to this. Proverbs 2. My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it like hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. You see, when Moses was setting up all of Israel in Deuteronomy 1, 9 through 18, he said this phrase because he knew he couldn't do it all. So who was going to help him lead? Here's what he said. Choose for your tribes wise, understanding, and experienced men, and I will appoint them as your heads. That's what I want. That's what I want to help build you into, a wise, understanding head of your tribe. I want you to have the information you need to make sound decisions and not get tossed around by the waves of opinions and fads. I want you to press through the mess and arrive at truth no matter where you find it. But that means you're going to have to be patient with me. It means you're going to have to trust me. It's going to require that you quiet the noise in the world around you and be willing to humbly consider things that may not be familiar or easy to grasp. It's going to be a wild ride, but a fun one. Are you with me? This is the Lance Hahn Podcast.